Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and congratulations. You have made it to Friday. I love Friday, don't you? I mean, it's like I've completed my work week, and I'm ready to just go out and crush the weekend. This weekend is pretty special because Sunday is what we know as Palm Sunday. Did you realize that the whole concept of Palm Sunday was actually recorded way back in the Old Testament in the book of Zechariah? In the 9th chapter, that's where the story starts, hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus came onto the scene. Now, on that first Palm Sunday, Jesus, who has already told his disciples, go into town, you're going to see this dude, and ask for the foal of a donkey. In other words, a colt, a baby donkey. And so they do. They do exactly what he said. I mean, wouldn't you have stopped and said, I mean, really? Why a donkey? But they go. They do it. And by the way, that was said in the book of Zechariah. This is exactly what would happen. So they get the donkey. Jesus comes. They lay their coats on top of the donkey so that when he sits on the donkey, he has already, it's been covered, and he is comfortable. Now, here's one of the weird things that I discovered in preparing for Palm Sunday, and that is when you think about what people did in that day when they would take their cloak or their coat off and they would lay it somewhere, just like a gentleman laying down his coat for a young lady to walk across a mud puddle. Well, it's the same concept of when you would wash somebody's feet. It was an act of service. So Jesus is coming in on one side of the town on this donkey, this young colt, and he has been served by his disciples, and everybody's shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, and blessed be the name of the Lord. And they're laying down palm fronds, hence Palm Sunday, and he enters in. How in the world did we go from that Sunday to Good Friday? How did things turn so south between Sunday of Palm Sunday, when they're saying, you are our hero, you are our conqueror, you are our king, and then by Friday, they're saying, crucify him. We'd rather have the thief, the known thief, Barabbas. Well, I find this just overwhelming to me, and that is the picture that when Jesus came in on one side of the town, there was another parade on the exact opposite side. And what was marching in at that point was Pilate. And as he marched in, he came with a thundering herd of soldiers. He rode atop a huge white steed. He was wearing that well-worn leather and the brass and the metal that had been banged into fortune. And he had that big ploof of a hat, and his soldiers all carried swords in their scabbards and spears in their hands. And we saw two radically different pictures. It sounds a little bit to me like America today. It sounds a lot like there are only two choices. One is I go right or I go left, and we're never going to stand if it's a good idea, and we're never going to sit when it's a bad idea. We're just going to fight. That was kind of the plight of the people in Jerusalem. You had the Jewish leaders who were trying to hold tight to this one big thought that, wait a minute, that we don't want to let go of what we do. And so they began to fight to ensure that they kept their power in the Sanhedrin, and to make sure that they held their power with the Sadducees, and they wanted to have the right power and make sure that they were covered, those Pharisees. It was almost like trying to determine, I'm going to spend more time proving that I'm worth the job than I am the job. But on the other hand, you could take the Roman road and you would just genuinely sell your soul to war. You would sell your soul to treat man as God. And the people there had no choice. They had those two. And then Jesus comes along. And Jesus, as he rides in, he is the center of the procession. And all around, they're shouting, do this, do this. And in that Palm Sunday, the same thing we will have this week, there are some answers that are found about the two processions. We're finding out that both groups were trying to pacify groups that were trying to put other people down. And then it is a fascinating thing that happens. Jesus begins to convey that he has a radically different way of seeing a king. My friend, today we have the same choice. We can take what the world offers us, or we could take the rule and the law of religion. But Jesus came and drove a wedge between those two binary thoughts. And he said, I have a better way for you. And the better way is to trust me. The better way is to call upon my name. The better way is to ensure that heaven is yours. And you can do that with the Lord Jesus even right now. In that radical binary condition, both then and now, there was a radical contrast of those kingdoms. And Jesus came along and said, you may cry for Barabbas, but the fact is, you can have all of me you want. My friend, choose the better option as you prepare for Holy Week and for Palm Sunday. I look forward to chatting with you at Sugar Hill Church. We'll have our services and gatherings at 9:30 and 11 a.m. And at 11 a.m., we'll also have our Sugar Hill Espanol service. And, of course, we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.